And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today we're continuing to discuss the approach to discipline. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. These are familiar words, words that are all too often recited very glibly as the biblical formula for rearing children. But I think frequently, we parents accept this guidance without stopping to think about the reason why it is necessary to give our children training. The Bible is very clear about the matter of the child's nature. Every child possesses a sinful nature, a character that spontaneously tends toward laziness and self-gratification. Left to himself, a child will automatically develop evil patterns of life, patterns that will usually turn him away from God and from those things that are good. Solomon recognized the sinful nature that children universally possess. He said, "Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child." Now, this is more than just the confused thinking of an immature child. According to Proverbs 9:18, folly leads her victim into the depths of hell. Clearly, folly and sin are one and the same, and the child has a sinful nature. This idea goes directly contrary to the view that many modern psychologists and secular educators hold. They generally look at the child as morally neutral, a pliable lump of clay that can be shaped by the wise parent through positive disciplinary measures and teaching. Carl Bernhardt, for instance, the director of the Institute of Child Study at the University of Ontario, has said, "The more we learn about child development, the more we see how impossible it is to think of the child as either innately good or bad. These terms have no meaning when applied to the newborn child. He is neither good or bad. He is just a bundle of possibilities." Any Christian parent who adopts this view opens the door to troubles. No, we need to recognize that our children are sinners by nature, and that they'll gravitate to sinful activities unless they're guided wisely by their parents. Left to themselves, children will mature with a self-centered attitude that will turn them aside from any desire to serve the Lord. The essence of Christianity is love, and love involves a self-sacrificing spirit that places the good of others ahead of personal desires. But the self-sacrificing spirit of Christianity and the self-centered attitude of a sinful nature forcefully oppose one another. A child who does not have his sinful nature severely curbed while he's young faces the prospect of an undisciplined, unrestrained life throughout which he'll consistently go after his own desires instead of those desires that please God. This is why parents need to train their children. During the formative years of your children, you need to assist them to develop those habits that will guide them throughout life. They especially need to learn the habits of self-discipline during these early years, so that they can overcome the influence of their sinful nature. You, as the Christian parent, have the major responsibility for guiding your children at this time. What kind of a parent have you been? Have you been an easy-come, easy-go sort of person that inconsistently disciplines your children? If this is true in your home, you'd better prepare for a life of grief. As soon as your children are old enough to assert their will against yours, they'll engage in activities that will bring misery into your home. If your children are young, it's not too late to change, to develop habits of consistency in your training and correction that will turn your children away from the natural instincts of their sinful nature. Begin now to take advantage of the years that you have left to train your children in the way that they should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.